The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Combos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today is a really, really fun episode. I'm recording with The Athlete Special and Ali Ostrander. They are dating if you live under a rock. This episode was really fun. Basically, I just interrogate them about their relationship and we talk about being, you know, influential people in the running world. And I ask them just some, you know, heavy hitting questions that everyone needs to know the answer to. And I really enjoyed recording this episode. I'm sorry that I did not post last week because I was very ill and I also sounded so bad. Like, I could not muster up the voice to record a podcast. So I very much apologize. I've never skipped a week fully before unplanned. So I really do apologize about that. I know I'm very good at being consistent on this. So definitely apologize. But we are back and better than ever with this fun episode. Let me know also if you enjoy this episode, because I'll definitely do more of a couples therapy-esque podcast series with more couples that I know. So yeah, I'm just really excited for this one. Stay tuned. Quick little shout out to today's sponsor, which is Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company, and they make eating well easy with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. So whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or you're just looking to eat more balanced meals like me, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your kind of diet or preference. You guys can take advantage of one of their best deals right now. All you have to do is go to greenchef.com/coldbrew130 and use code COLDBREW130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That is greenchef.com/coldbrew130 and use code COLDBREW130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Now let's get straight into today's episode.
All right, the infamous couple right here, Spencer and Ali O, or should I say The Athlete Special and Ali O. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, yeah. We just did a long run. Pretty good.
Yeah, we're a little tired. It's kind of that time of year in Seattle where it's just you don't see the sun for 5 months. So
that time of year, aka half the year.
Isn't that period of the year that lasts like almost half of the year where you never see the sun? But other than that, you know.
Yeah. Couldn't be me though. I'm in San Diego, like enjoying the weather. So yeah, that's rough, guys. I'm having a great time out here. 70 and sunny today. Ah.
Oh wow. Yeah. No, I do sometimes question why we live in Seattle, but I mean.
The summers are really nice here, so it's nice. Yeah. We were just in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, so we got our fix.
Yeah, you got your fix. And, yeah. You know, it's not too many months away until the sun comes out a little bit.
No, actually, I think there's 3 days this week where it's actually supposed to be sunny, so.
There you go.
Vented.
Okay, get your swimsuits ready. Okay, well, first question, like right off the bat, when is the wedding?
About 7 years from now.
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Yeah, I need to be with Ali for at least 6 more years to be comfortable to know that I want to marry her.
Yeah, I think in maybe a year or two, we can have our first sleepover. It'll be really exciting.
Oh my gosh, have you guys kissed yet or no?
Only held hands.
Yeah. Okay. So taking things slowly. I bet Spencer's just like, man, he's going insane probably.
He's overwhelmed. I keep progressing things forward way too fast.
Yeah, you move too quick for me. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in this episode, well, actually, I guess you guys want to introduce yourself just in case. I mean, people probably already know you that listen to this podcast, since both of you have also already been on my podcast. But do you want to just introduce yourselves, or honestly, let's make it fun. You guys could introduce each other.
Oh, okay.
I want to introduce myself.
Okay, we got a narcissist in the group. Okay, never mind. Introduce yourself. Spencer, you first.
Confirmed. Ugh.
My name is Spencer Brown, better known as The Athlete Special, and I post videos of myself running without a shirt on YouTube, and I've been doing it for 6 years, and people like it.
That's a good, I liked how you said with the shirt off. Like people, that's like your factor, your notoriety factor.
That's the X factor, you know? You got to give the audience something they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, you got to show them some skin. It does get more views if you show skin.
He learned from all the teenagers on TikTok.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Allie, your turn.
My name is Allie Ostrander, and I guess I'm not really a professional runner anymore because I left Brooks. So I don't know how to do this intro. I'm a runner and I am a part-time coach. And I guess I'm a bit of a content creator. So that is how I would introduce myself.
There you go. Okay. Content creator. We love that. Or influencer.
Yes. I guess that's another word for it.
The word we all enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Always looking to influence people whatever way I can.
Well, I'm excited because we're going to influence. I'm sure you guys will influence some people with this podcast with your great answers and my great questions I have for you guys.
Yeah.
I got a ton of questions from people on the internet. So you can probably guess what that means. What's about to come your way. So we'll just start off easy. I mean, we got the first question out of the way. When's the wedding? You guys didn't give an answer, really. You just said years away, which is...
7 years. That was pretty clear, I thought.
Yeah, but that's boring, all right? I wanted to hear tomorrow. Anyway. Next question. Tell me about your first interaction.
Okay, well, it was actually in, 2015? At Brooks PR Invitational in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the way that Spencer told it. He said that he came up, tried to talk to me, and I ignored him.
Okay.
But then I heard it again a bit later, and he was like, yeah, like I came up and I kind of talked to you. And so at Brooks PR, this was our senior year of high school, I was like kind of injured, so I wasn't actually racing, but they told me to come anyways, which was nice of them. But anyways, he like came up to me and was like, hey, aren't you like in the next race? And I was like, oh no, like I'm injured. I'm not racing. And he was like, and I felt kind of bad for you. And so I just walked away. And so I was like, okay, so I didn't ignore you. You just felt awkward and left.
That is so romantic. Oh my goodness. Like, wow, that is beautiful. That's the start of a love story right there for sure. Especially at Brooks PR. Like that's, you know, like love goes down at Brooks PR.
I think there is a Brooks PR dance too. And I don't know. Maybe
you make some moves at the dance, Spencer. You go up behind her.
I was trying to grind on her.
I was wondering who that was.
Oh my gosh. I'm like sad I was not there. You guys, it should have been the year before, and then I would have been there to witness all of that. I miss Brooks PR though. I like low-key miss that environment, like the cringy, like
there's like an arcade downstairs, video clicks. Yeah. I hated the clicks. People were
no, it was fun. It was fun.
I wasn't in any clicks.
See, I had known people when I went from like years previous. So like we had a squad, like squad up. Darren was there. Like one of the years I was there, I forgot what year it was, 2012 or something, 2013 maybe. But we like all went into this room. I don't know if I should be telling this story. We all went into this room and there was probably like 25 of us. It was like the last night of Brooks PR. And Darren got this like great, like bright idea to spray paint. He like chopped open a bunch of glow sticks and then squirted them all over the walls. So then all the guys in the room squirted these glow sticks all over the walls. It looked really sick until these old ladies came in. I don't know who let them in, first of all, but they came in and they're like, whose room is this? And there was 20 of us in there. And then we all got in trouble and filed out and went into someone else's room. So, but then Darren got in a lot of trouble. So Brooks PR was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's like my great story from it. Well, I have other stories too, but I'm not telling those. So that's for my
mind. Okay. Well, someone had more fun than either of us did.
I don't know. That sounds like you guys kicked off your love story there. So
did, you know, sparks flew.
Yeah. No sparks flew for me. You could say that. Okay. Well, so you guys rekindled eventually.
Yeah, we rekindled in Seattle because I moved here about a year and a half ago. And I DM'd Allie saying, hey, I'm going to be your teammate. Just something like casual along the lines of that. And then she responded right away. I was like, oh, I'm really excited. Where do you live? And I told her where I lived, and then she curved me for 10 days, didn't respond to me.
Oh, wow. So she was really interested.
I guess she just like went off of Instagram for 10 days. And then eventually she DM'd me back and was like, hey, like, you guys can come over to my house and use my bike anytime. I know the gyms are closed because of COVID, and I'm also super lonely.
They read into that entirely wrong, okay?
Haven't even seen each other in person yet. And you're like, hey, come over, I'm lonely.
Okay, apparently that was like a booty call. I didn't mean for it to come across that way. I meant for it to be like, hey, you've got some roommates, let's all be friends. Like, I'm home alone and
super lonely.
Hang out with and I wasn't trying to make moves, but apparently everyone in Spencer's house thought I wanted to get with all of them.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause you invited everyone over. So.
And I was super lonely. That's when you know, that song Super Lonely, it was like really popular by
super
Betty.
Super Lonely?
Super Lonely. Yeah. And she eats like Lonely O's in the music video. And it's really funny. Anyways, that's when that song was popular, which apparently wasn't that popular, but
I'm not in with the times.
That's when it was. And so I was like referencing the song and none of them knew what song. Anyways, miscommunication. It ended up fine though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sparks were flying, of course, because well, then who actually like made the actual first move? So you made the first move. Yes, Allie. But who was the one that was like, let's go on a date?
We started hanging out like right away after that. Like it, because I think COVID really progressed the whole, you know.
I think it progressed everyone's relationship.
Because it's just like, you're going to be with who's in your little circle. So it was like, I was with Allie every day for like a couple weeks, just hanging out, cross training, running, getting to know Seattle. And then we got in like a debate/argument about whether Chipotle or Qdoba is better. So like,
well, there's a clear winner there as well. So
yeah, Chipotle,
obviously. yes.
So what we did was it was like a sneaky date. Like we both knew it was a date, but it was like, you know, like also like, oh, we're doing this because we're friends, haha, like, you know, just in case it didn't work out. So we like went to Chipotle and then got food there, and then Qdoba. And then we brought it back to my house and then like did a blind taste test. And then we both agreed Chipotle was better. And then that night, I guess we hooked up.
And then it solidified it.
No,
okay.
I was gonna say, like, and then Spencer asked me to come help him with his laundry upstairs.
Just making it clear. There were steps taken after the Chipotle. Okay.
Okay. I'm way too comfortable in this podcast.
So does everyone. That's why it makes it so good, because everyone, it's just like a, you know, friends catching up.
Don't
and then.
Oh, you. That's the difference. It's not like, I feel like this isn't going out to people, but whatever. I don't care. I really don't care.
Who cares?
Talk, you know, but no, this is actually for everyone to hear.
So yeah, it's okay. Only thousands of people will hear this. It's totally fine. And no one like listens that intently, you know, everyone's just like cooking dinner. And then Spencer just drops that bomb and they're like, wait, what podcast am I listening to again? Okay. Well, yeah, so that definitely solidified the relationship.
Okay, also, Spencer skimmed over the part where for a week straight, he pretended that he liked cross training. He would go cross train with me for like 2 hours. And I didn't know this. I had a pass to this gym. He hadn't gotten his yet. And so he was paying like $16 a day to go to the gym and cross train with me.
All right, it was so, like 2 days.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Spencer a simp?
No.
Spencer gives me simp energy. I know he does.
more questions will reveal more answers.
Well. Okay. Well, don't worry. I got a lot of questions for you. Well, that you honestly covered a lot. I was going to say, what was the first date? I guess, well, who was more awkward at first, but both seemed to be awkward at Brooks PR, but do you have, like, was anyone, like, more, like, shy or awkward around each other?
I don't feel like it was awkward at all, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's probably what made it good right off the bat. I'm curious, what were some assumptions, like, of each other before you guys, well, you met at Brooks PR, but, like, what were some assumptions of each other before you, like, really got to know each other?
You go first.
Okay, well, I didn't know that much about Spencer because I actually didn't watch his YouTube channel before I met him. I watched the first episode I'd ever seen actually when he was at my house, and they were like, oh, you've never seen it? Let's put one on. I watched an episode, or I don't know if they're called episodes. I always call them that. But yeah, so I hadn't really ever seen one before. I guess my assumption was that he would like play everything up for social media. But I didn't really have a lot of other like preconceived notions, I guess.
Okay. Spencer?
So Allie was a very big name always because she's in my grade. And so like Allie and maybe a few other, like it was like Allie for the girls and Grant Fisher for the guys who were like the big names of my grade. So Allie was always kind of like a celebrity to us. And then like Allie, like has been notorious for saying like funny things after meets. You had a couple things blow up that I remember seeing. So I knew that Allie was witty and like had that like just like funny joking humor and like you make fun of yourself, but like also make fun of the system. So I assumed that Allie wasn't going to be like, you know, like this uptight, like, you know, super serious personality. And I think my assumptions were pretty correct.
Wow, you guys both have, like, good assumptions.
I mean, I think my assumption was kind of wrong, though. Like,
yeah, basically said I'm just fucking myself.
I said that he would, like, play things up for social media, but that's not true at all. I feel like Spencer tries the least hard of anyone I know on social media.
Is that a compliment?
It is a compliment. Like, he's not a tryhard. He's just, like, authentic.
That is true. I feel like Spencer and I, especially when we started, well, Spencer started before me, but you had other people like Ryan Trahan, then you had Zach Levitt come on the scene, and Spencer and I were like the two people who were running like fast at like respectively good colleges or whatever, but we were both really bad. I'm going to put it out there, really bad at video editing and also not the best at filming. Yeah. So I've always appreciated Spencer's
with iPhones for like years. And yeah, they had like incredible footage. So, but
yeah, well, your videos have gotten better, Spencer. I will say it's very good editing. It's like, well, I don't know if you have someone edit it, but it's like cinematic now.
Some videos are sometimes I have a friend named Johnny Pace. He helps out. I think you met him.
Yeah, I met him at Mount Sac.
He does really good stuff editing, but like, for the most part, I'll just edit myself. And like, I've learned that it's way more important just to get out like decent quantity over like one crazy good video.
Yeah.
And I just don't like, I enjoy making a decent video, but like it's way too much work to like really kill yourself to make, you know, one video a month or something.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm definitely more of a quantity over quality person. So people can get what they get and don't complain about my 1 hour of editing. But I'm trying to get better because like, watching other people's videos is just, when it is good edited, like good editing, it's so much more intriguing to watch.
Totally.
But it's just so difficult.
Sometimes you get rid of the authenticity though. I truly do think, at least for myself, I feel like when it's a little bit too cinematic, I'm like, this is way too intense for what the actual moment was.
Yeah.
Like we're running here. This isn't like, we're not going to war.
We're doing 400 reps. Like this isn't. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I appreciate both on both ends, and I'm waiting for Allie's return to YouTube. So.
Yeah. I might revive my YouTube career at some point.
I think you're ready. I haven't talked to you about it, but I think you're ready. I'm ready for another girl to come on the platform because it's just being swarmed by guy distance runners.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, you starting your daily vlogging, it's inspiring me. I'm like, you know, if Emma can put out a video every day.
Okay, well, now I haven't done it in 10 days, but that was because I was ill. I will say that's that.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't recommend the daily vlogging. That is it's just a lot of effort, especially if you're trying to run fast. But for someone like me, who's extremely washed up and just does it for fun now, I'm like, I could do this. So I'm filming today and we'll see how many days in a row I can do it, because now we're reviving the channel once again. So yeah, but you can do it. You can do it and we can collab and we can figure it out. Okay. Well, now instead of just putting you guys on the hot spot for the entire episode, we can talk about like actual meaningful stuff that doesn't pry into your personal life.
Quick little intermission here to talk about one of my favorite sponsors of the podcast, which is Gooder. Some of you may have seen my Instagram stories lately, but I live in San Diego and it is sunny right now. It is, oh, the weather is so nice. Not trying to flex on all of you guys that are in the snow right now, but sunny San Diego. I cannot go anywhere without my Gooder sunglasses. They make $25 active sunglasses for anyone. They're lightweight, comfortable, don't move when you run, and they're only $25, which is absolutely incredible. They're no slip, no bounce, all polarized, and all fun. They have the coolest styles ever too. They have names like $9 pour over and influencers pay double, which I'm a little offended by, but I'm confident you will find a pair that speaks to you. The thing about sunglasses too is that I tend to lose them because I have about 40 different bags that I use on a daily basis and they either get lost in the bottom of a bag and I can't find them, but I literally have 10 pairs of Gooder sunglasses, so I just grab one from my little desk next to me that's sitting right here and I'm on the go. They're also the perfect gift for one of your running friends or your friend that just needs a pair of sunglasses, a good polarized pair of sunglasses. Try them out and treat yourself also to a pair or two. Go to gooder.com, that's GOODR.com, and get 15% off your entire order when you use code COLDBREW at checkout. All orders over $50 get free shipping in the US. That is 15% off with code COLDBREW at www.goodr.com. Look good, run gooder. Now let's get back into the episode.
So now you guys are both, you're two free agents. Mm-hmm. What is that like for you both?
I mean, it's kind of like weird just not being connected to a company and having all of this like freedom to choose whatever I want to do. It's also really fun because I do have so much freedom, but it's an adjustment because I'm not used to not having like a straight course like already set out for me and just like, okay, you're going to be at altitude now, you're racing here and here, like, you know, those sorts of things. And now it's kind of like, okay, what do I want to do? Like, do I want to like just focus on running? Do I want to look into getting other jobs or going to school or doing whatever? So it's definitely just an adjustment. And I think right now I'm kind of trying to like solidify and figure out what I really want and what I'm most passionate about pursuing.
That's a good answer. A lot more free time probably just to figure it out. So
yeah.
Less pressure.
I find that so far I've been significantly more productive because now it's all riding on me for my, you know, income. Like YouTube and running is how I make my money. So if I put out more content, I will make more money and the channel will grow more. And it also allows me to kind of really know for a fact that like I'm running for the passion of it, not just for a paycheck. And I never was. I don't think anyone really is ever, but it's kind of nice to know for a fact that you're not. And like, you know, friends have asked like, are you going to start reaching out to other companies and stuff? Like you should try to get another sponsorship with this and that and blah, blah, blah. And like right now I'm really enjoying not having basically like a big company over my shoulder looking at everything I do. I really, really enjoy that freedom. But at the same time, like, hey, I'm loving Garmin. Shout out Garmin.
Shout out Garmin. Hey, I'm
loving Garmin. Like, yeah, smaller sponsorships like that, like I am all in for. I also have this company Mantra that they've been supporting me for a while, and like you know, those smaller supplemental sponsorships are really awesome. And like, they give you a lot of good freedom. So like, I'm trying to maybe move more into that avenue of being able to kind of do a semi-pro life and maybe kind of supplement my income with like smaller sponsorship stuff. But yeah, as of now, I don't have an agent or anything. So I guess maybe I'll get a phone call. Maybe I won't from like some cool brand, but that's sort of where I'm at.
What is like your main goal, Spencer, with running? Like, what do you want to accomplish? What's like, what would you be satisfied with to hang up the spikes? Or do you, you just seem like the type of guy also that just enjoys pushing yourself?
Yeah, I really, really love training. And like, who doesn't love when they feel fit? It's so fun. Like, you just feel like, oh, unstoppable. And then like,
like, you just feel like,
multiply that by racing. Well, like, I haven't PR'd in like coming up on like 2-3 years. I feel like just getting close and then trying to get to being able to run fast again and PR like is enough for me to want to keep going. And I guess I'll use quickly, you know, an example with like, you know, the Tin Man Elite guy, Joey B. He gets so much hate by so many people because he's like not that good for a pro. Just like myself, he just ran a really fast 3K, 7:47, 11 second PR for him. Now he's like a good pro. So like in the blink of an eye, you can kind of make it. And like, I'm kind of not banking on that happening with myself, but like, as long as I keep following the process, keep enjoying making videos with it, enjoying running, checking myself that I still enjoy it. I like, why would I give that up to start? Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me. I truly do enjoy it a lot. And like, I don't feel like my body's like ready to be done yet or even that close. Like what, Nick Willis is like 38 and he's still going and I'm 24. So yeah, that's sort of a long-winded answer, but yeah, I just love it.
Yeah. What, like, cause you guys are both of you guys are in the public eye pretty much. I mean, two very influential people. How do you deal with the hate that you get or like the backlash? Because I mean, people on YouTube are just like, or even Let's Run, like people are just brutal in the running world. That's one of the things I really don't like about the running world is like, everyone just has this like way of thinking that's so in this little box of like what you need to do to be a good runner or like qualify as someone that's a pro runner or just like doing this. But I don't know, just like being a YouTuber, being someone that has taken a step back from like professional running on their own accord, like how do you deal with people that are pushing back against you guys?
I mean, I think the for me personally, I'm like, okay, I can't go on Let's Run because I know that I will end up crying. Like that will
no, literally same.
Like that will happen. It's not if, it is when. And so I just know that I can't do that. But yeah, we were just talking about this today, honestly. It's like, it's so irritating the amount of momentum that hate can get on Let's Run. It's like, why is it these people's goal in life to like tear runners that are just trying to do their best down? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the other thing is that both of us have said this, like we have started just like immediately deleting comments we don't like. It's like someone wants to say something mean about me on my own post. It's not gonna fly, bud. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's so hard not to react to the hate though. Like I want to clap back. That's the thing, is like I wish I could like film it like on TikTok when you can reply to videos with another video of you. I wish I could just do that on like YouTube comments or on Instagram comments, but again, I don't want to do that because what's the point of even engaging in them?
Yeah.
I don't know, but
do that thing where they like have a video of the screen and then their head pops up and they like talk about it, whatever.
Yeah,
I want to do that for like all the mean comments, like, hey, like, why did you say this? You knew it was mean, you knew I would hate it, what do you have against me?
Yeah. I just want to see I wish there was just a face to people on Let's Run. Like I wish I just could see what the person looks like as they're typing the comment, or just even a picture of them would be great, just so I can see who is writing these things.
Yeah, I know. Like
your mile PR is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That TikTok was so stupid. One, because it was a joke. Like, I don't care at all. Like,
it was literally just a stupid joke. And then it went completely viral on TikTok. It has like a million views now of like, whatever. And then some guy commented, he's like, that's fake. And I was like, no, it was not. Again, a joke. I don't care. Whatever. And then he was just like arguing about how long ago it was. I'm like, I don't care. You, whatever. I give it. I'm throwing in the towel. I can't anymore with the internet.
I think you, you as long, like, I can go on Let's Run and appreciate it because, like, Let's Run will always be undefeated. Like, you will never beat Let's Run. It does not matter what anyone says. People crap on Cole Hawker or Jakob Ingebrigtsen. Like, just people who are unbelievable. Like, you're never going to win. I'm in a good mindset right now where, like, the hate's not getting to me. But I've been on social media long enough to have received so much hate. But then just look at, like, the like-to-dislike ratio on YouTube. And it's, like, 1,500 people like this video, 3 dislikes. So, like, you just – it's – I mean, this is just annoying that I'm saying it because, like, obviously we all still get quietly really annoyed. But, like,
yeah,
you just have to try to be like, all right, like, the hate only – like comes out easier because there's truly not that much of it. It's like 99.9% of people are pretty nice. But like, I get it. Like people hate on me often just because, like, you know, I'm not like national, I'm not like an Olympic hopeful right now, like Ali is, but I still get a lot of opportunities due to social media. And like, I know runners that like quietly dislike me and like, that bothers me a little bit because they're like, I should be getting the attention. And it's like, go make a YouTube channel, do it. It's like, if you think that I'm like doing anything that you can't, then you're just, you know, go do it yourself. It's not hard. Do it for 6 years and then talk to me.
Like, yeah, that's what really bothers me about the social media argument. Like, so many people, I feel like it's only getting worse now where people are like, why do I need to post to make money as a runner? That's not the sport. That's not this. I'm like, yeah, but you need to adjust or you're gonna not make money. Like, there's no other, like, this is the way that running is. Running is so small. There's not that much money in the sport. If you want to make money, you're going to have to like have a social media presence, I feel like, at this point in time, unless you're really good. Like,
and also like a lot of people who complain are really good. And like, if they just marketed themselves a little bit, put a little bit of effort in, it wouldn't be that hard to, like, you know, make a YouTube channel that is successful or like get more followers on Instagram or TikTok or something like that. When I was starting off, I was making ass videos for 2.5 years and I was getting 500 views on videos. So people cannot, like, that the market is there now. There used to not be a running market. You essentially were what blew up the running market. Like, it didn't.
Okay, me and other people.
I was doing it for a long time. You were the first person that actually got some traction, but like, you paved the way. Like, so anytime people complain about it, it's like, okay, 6 years ago, it wasn't even a thing. Now it exists. Like, everyone can have a YouTube channel because it exists now. This used to not be a thing. So like, don't complain like it's difficult. You're automatically going to have a good following to start off with.
I know. That's why I could like literally talk about this for years because just like, especially when we started, like, no, like you said, no one was doing it. I got so much hate from people, like, not really on my team, but just like, I don't know, the guys on my team made fun of me. Like, everyone was just making fun of me and I was really only doing it for fun. But then now, like, you can actually make money off of it. Like, now there's, like you said, there's an audience there of people that want running content on YouTube. So there's just so much opportunity. So when people complain about having to do it, I'm like, don't do it then. But also don't complain about not making money.
Ways. You cannot have it both ways.
Yeah. I don't know. That just like triggers me.
Yeah. It's also just annoying when people get mad at someone for like getting attention. Like, oh, you shouldn't get attention. Like, you're not, you know, as good as this person who has fewer followers or whatever. It's like, don't get mad at someone for getting attention. They're not the ones that gave themselves attention.
Yeah.
Like the general like audience or population. It's like people are like paying attention to them for some reason. Maybe it's not running, but like, don't get mad at them just because they have attention.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe people are learning that it's more than just the times. Like, I feel like a lot of people just want to watch content or just someone's journey. Like, it's not, it doesn't even really matter how fast someone runs. That's what I've learned. I mean, people are still watching me and I am not fast anymore. So I think, I don't know, maybe that just triggers people, that people just, if they're not good, I don't know. I don't understand like the whole premise of people's arguments in like the pro running world that don't like social media people, but I'm like, it's so much more than just, I don't know, running fast, I guess.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, we can switch topics because I can literally just rant about that. And this is not my episode.
I could go all day too. I'm getting angry for no reason.
Yeah, all the people listening are like, I thought this was like, this started off so lighthearted. And now
also, we just might not be that relatable what we're even talking about.
Everyone's like, what are you talking about? I don't care about money. Okay, well, we can go back to the couple of questions now because we've got still a lot. Okay, so did it ever feel like a distraction to be on the same team as your significant other?
Okay. I mean, I don't think so. It was actually really funny though, because the first like couple weeks we were back at practice, we made like an effort to avoid each other. Like we wouldn't talk to each other or like run with each other at practice. Cause we just like, you know, I mean, Spencer was new on the team. I had only been on it for like a year. We just didn't want to be like too like out there with our relationship or anything. But then like eventually we stopped like actively avoiding each other. And I thought it was just fine. Like we kind of joke that like, well, cause we were like, oh, don't want to ruin the team dynamic or anything. And we kind of joke like, huh, we made it out. We never ruined the team dynamic.
Yeah. What did your coaches say?
I guess to answer both those, like, yeah, you're going to get teased by like the guys on the team, but I was also like the youngest guy and like the new guy on the team. So it's kind of funny that I was like immediately with Allie, but like it is a job at the end of the day. And like, that's what you're going to work when you go to practice. So like, it would be really bad if it was a distraction. So it obviously wasn't at all. Yeah. It's just, it is what it is. And everyone just like accepts that they're at work. And Danny, the coach, he was cool with it. Like he said that dating someone on the team can be really bad. It can be a really, really bad thing for the team. But he's told me like point blank that based on his analysis of like the way that Allie and I acted at practice, that he was like, you guys are very low key. And like, I don't think that even if you guys broke up like while on the team, it would be an issue because like you guys are professional about it. So that's what he said. And yeah, sort of a boring answer, but like,
yeah.
I also just feel like both of us were on the same page that like, I mean, obviously we love being together, but when we're at practice, it's like our focus is running and I'm not going to be like fawning over Spencer in the middle of my K reps, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, when it goes awry is when people are really dramatic. Like if you have two really big personalities and people are just really dramatic about it, that's when it can be a really bad thing. But you guys don't really seem dramatic. So yeah. I can see it working very well. Do you guys get competitive with each other?
Yeah.
In what way?
We do a lot of compete offs, I will say.
Okay.
There's a... This is not in a sexual way at all. There's almost a daily wrestling match.
Okay. Who wins?
Well,
I win. I win.
You, like, I don't really try.
Okay.
So
Spencer has a theory that, like, since he's bigger than me, like, in his head, there's, like, a mental block. He can't go as hard as he can because, like, he's afraid to hurt me. But, like, the truth is that I just win. And he needs a reason for that to be the truth
is that Allie is a freakishly competitive person and I'm just tired and lazy, so I don't care. I just think it's funny getting Allie competitive about stuff.
Oh yeah, we do like a lot of random games too though, like
thumb wars,
and then there's also like the 5-second tag where like one of us, you know, with our Garmin will like walk by and like start the timer and then the other person has 5 seconds to tag you. There have been so many random games. Like there was one game where you had to run around a chair and then grab a pillow. And so anyway, we do get competitive, but not really about running, just about these random competitions that have no reason to happen.
Yeah.
In running, sometimes Allie will one step me and it's so annoying.
Ooh, Allie, are you a one stepper?
I'm not really. I would say I'm a one stepper sometimes, but not usually. Like everyone's a one stepper sometimes when you're feeling really good that day. Like today, Spencer was one stepping. But the problem is that if Spencer doesn't feel good, then one stepping is like the worst thing in the world to him. But if he feels good, he's allowed to do it. So there's a double standard. That's
typical male behavior right there. Wow. That's pretty funny though. What is your favorite thing about each other? Allie can go first.
I just love that Spencer is 100% himself all the time. And he's not ashamed about it in any way at all. And like at any moment, Spencer will be like completely honest about like how he feels or what he wants or, you know, what he's doing. And even if it's something that most people would think is like silly or embarrassing, he just owns it and is awesome.
Spencer, your turn.
That you make espresso for me in the mornings.
Okay, little simp activation there. Okay, see.
Yeah, mine was nice and yours was just yeah, was... for you. You like it that I do your chores.
I like it. She does things for me. And that we're just, it's that I think that I can be myself around Allie because I'm completely comfortable with her because she makes me feel comfortable around her at all times.
Oh my gosh, you guys are blushing. I can see it. Just kidding, your faces look exactly the same.
Thinking about how I'm not making him spro tomorrow.
Shut up.
My fist down.
Punishment.
Another brief intermission here to talk about one of my other favorite podcast sponsors, which is Inside Tracker. You guys know I love Inside Tracker. I have seen so much improvement in my own like health and wellness since starting to work with them over a year ago now. They were founded in 2009 by leading scientists in aging, genetics, and biometrics, and they use their patented algorithm to analyze your body's data to provide you with a clear picture of what's going on inside you and to offer you science-backed recommendations for positive diet and lifestyle changes. If you're someone like me who is really data-oriented and also loves to feel their best, Inside Tracker is one investment that I highly recommend to all runners or just people that want to live a longer, healthier life. They have actionable goals on their app that come from your own blood work and your own data. And it's really motivating to see that what you're doing every single day is helping your blood work and helping you feel your best. Like I truly feel the difference, especially when it comes to my vitamin D. I've been consistently taking it every day for months now. And I really know that the next time I get tested, I can feel it, that it's going to be optimized for once in my life. Also the same with B vitamins. I've been really deficient on B vitamins for a long time. So adding in a greens powder that has all of the B vitamins I need is something that I make sure to check off my Inside Tracker list every single day. Also something like cholesterol. I had no idea I had high LDL cholesterol until I started testing with Inside Tracker. And that's something that I'm really glad I know early because I can take those diet and lifestyle changes and actively fix that problem. So I'm adding in much more flaxseed into my diet, making sure I get enough sleep, adding in a little bit more protein to my diet as well. All of it has really been helping me. And for a super limited time right now, you can get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Now is the time to do it. I'm telling you guys, it is worth the investment. All you have to do is just go to insidetracker.com/Emma and you'll get 25% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Now let's get back into today's episode.
On the other side of things, what's a pet peeve about each other? Spencer, you can go first this time.
That when Allie wakes up in the morning, she's one of those people that like the alarm goes off and she like literally springs right out of bed. And it's so annoying. And like,
how is that so annoying? That's like great.
and like I just want to lay there for another like I don't know
hour. Whoa! And I'm on Allie's side.
I get it's just I don't know. It's more so that I'm just jealous that she can do that and I can't. And yeah, that's about it.
This has only happened a couple times, but my pet peeve would be when we fold laundry together and Spencer selectively only folds his clothes.
Oh, I see. Narcissism is coming out once again.
We did make it into a compete off a few times, and it really helps with the laundry. We see who can fold the most items, you know, and then it's just a race and everyone wins.
There's a lot of competition between you guys. The slightest things just turn into a competition.
It's exhausting.
Allie, tomorrow morning, I'll time you, Spencer, how fast you can make me an espresso.
It's not
such
like,
good ideas.
Here's the thing, though. Allie can't lose. It's, you know, just if she loses, you have to play again. That's that type of thing.
I can't deny that. I can't.
Spencer's face when he said that, just exhaustion. If she loses, you have to play again.
Think about my personality. I don't want to keep playing the game. But it is so fun.
Yeah, Spencer says he doesn't want to keep playing, but he actively like pokes the bear.
Yeah.
Like, he's always challenging me to compete offs when he knows I can't lose.
There you go. What do you guys fight about? Playing games.
I don't know.
Or like, what's the stupidest thing you've ever fought about? If you have anything. Do you guys fight?
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't really get. We're both pretty like. At least I avoid conflict pretty well. I don't really get in conflict with anyone. So
that's a good trait.
Yeah, I mean,
but not in like a pushover way. Like
not in like a simp way.
I don't know. I feel like maybe we've fought before, but I just don't remember it.
That's good. That means you don't even have to answer the question. That means you have a healthy relationship. Well, actually, is fighting like I heard from someone that fighting is like good for you.
I want to try and give a response so it doesn't seem like we're hiding anything, but yeah. I can't really think of anything. Like if there's something that we had fought about, I'd say it, but I just like I'll put it this way. We've never gotten into like a big fight ever, like about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I think the audience trusts that you're not lying.
I don't know. Maybe we will fight about like, fight would also be like getting angry, I guess, at like, sometimes when I'm just in a bad mood on a run, Allie can for some reason trigger me to just be angrier because she just gets 5 feet in front of me the whole time and just keeps picking up the pace a little bit.
But one stepping.
Won't just drop me.
So our biggest fight is one stepping.
It's like, okay.
Causing tension.
Maybe if we're talking about running, like coaching philosophies are maybe a little different, like, but I don't know. We'll have like a conversation about like coaching stuff, not like a fight about it.
Yeah.
Never really fight. That's also like one of those things where it is just individualized. Like we might not agree and both answers might be right. But
yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that things are looking good for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Nikki Hiltz asked, what are your love languages? Spencer's is definitely acts of service. I can already tell.
Spencer likes receiving and acts of service for sure. I don't really know what mine is. I've never taken that test or anything.
I feel like yours is like riling you up. In a
I don't think that's one of the five acts.
I don't know what love language.
Quality time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If I offered to do something that Allie knows that I don't like to do, she feels happy about it.
Okay.
Cooking or something like that. Like I'll help cook, or like I'll I don't know.
Yeah. Quality time, acts of service. Those are good ones. And riling each other.
You know.
I don't know
the sixth love language.
Okay. Let's see. Well, we're almost to the end. Don't worry. I've asked you guys so many questions. Let's see. Where do you guys want to live? Because you're in Seattle now, but what's the next move?
Good question. We are in a point in our lives where we literally could live wherever we wanted. Not in like a wealth way.
Definitely trying to flex.
We live extravagantly. Like, we just, our jobs are remote, at least for like, it's YouTube for me. But I'm currently really enjoying Seattle. Allie coaches at Seattle Pacific University, or is the assistant coach there. And like, you know, I bet some of my best friends are in Seattle that I live with. We don't live together. But like, we have like, it's kind of like hard to want to leave like your groups and stuff. You obviously know about that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, Seattle, I didn't like it for a while, but it is very recently began to warm up to me just because I've been here for longer. And I'd probably like to maybe, if I'm seriously running still, if Allie gets back into serious running at some point, to like go to like altitude camps for some points in the year, or like a warm weather camp somewhere, like literally San Diego comes to mind. It truly does for me, or LA. But like, yeah, I don't know. We agreed, like, cause I was like big on into Boulder at one point, but we both kind of came to like, it's just a little saturated. A little intense, and it might not be good, like, especially if like we're hurt or something, or like just like I don't want to be like thinking about running every second right now.
Yeah, but
it is fun when you're like in it. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, we don't know where we want to live, but I think a lot of it just depends on what either of us decide to do, like, moving forward. But it is kind of funny because Spencer's from Connecticut and I'm from Alaska. So it's like almost as far apart as possible as like your families could be. So yeah, I don't know. Anywhere in between those two places is viable.
I heard the Midwest is nice. Beautiful weather. Perfect for running.
I've really been looking to Nebraska recently.
I was thinking like South Dakota, like good vibes there.
Oh yeah. Great vibes.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. I actually don't think I know one person from South Dakota.
I actually think I had a teammate from there. But I get both Dakotas mixed up. They're the same to me.
Yeah, it's just
one. What about moving to West Virginia?
Okay.
Forgotten state.
Yeah, I don't know anything about West Virginia either.
I just know it looks like a turkey.
It does? Couldn't even tell you that. I could not point it out on the map.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's just me being stupid more than anything else. I don't think that has to do with West Virginia specifically.
Well, it's also just like, it is West Virginia. Like, it didn't need to be there. Just make it part of Virginia. I don't understand.
Everyone listening that's from West Virginia and South Dakota is going to be extremely offended.
These are the sorts of comments that we might have to delete.
Okay, let's see. Anything else that I need to ask? We have like, I have some rapid fire questions. We can end with that. Okay. We're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for the final round of questions. Hey, okay, Allie first. Can Spencer steeplechase?
I think he could. Yeah.
He's good jumper. He's got good knee lift.
Actually, yeah, he has pretty good knee lift, I would say.
Can't wait to see that. Okay.
If you're a 15 person, you can do anything.
No, I'm fighting you on that. I cannot steeplechase. My coach put me in steeplechase drills before my last year. And then I was so bad, I was like, I quit the team. I'm just kidding. No, but I was really bad. I can't get like the mental aspect of jumping over something while I'm running. It doesn't work in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I like could see Spencer steeplechasing. Like, he used to play soccer, you know, he's got some athleticness to him.
Okay, there we go. Can't wait to watch that debut. Spencer, if Allie makes a recipe that tastes bad, do you pretend to like it or are you honest?
I pretend to like it.
Allie's so offended.
I And this is like this one time that someone was like, oh, like, what's a food you don't like? And Spencer was like, salad. And I was like, I make salad like every dinner, Spencer. And you've never said a thing.
That's so funny.
I've never disliked anything that Allie's made. I've liked some things a lot more than other things she's made. She's made some bomb things, but some things I don't love, but you know.
Yeah, there was one time I made Spencer a smoothie and I could tell he really didn't like it because he took like 3 sips and was like, yeah, I just.
Because you put a kiwi in it and I'm allergic to kiwis.
That was secretly poisoning.
So my throat started to close up on me. I think I had the right to be a little upset.
You should have drank the rest of it unappreciative, huh?
This is our first fight.
We're all witnessing
it. What are we
it?
Supposed to do?
Oh my gosh. Wow, that was really funny.
I thought that there was kiwi in it because it was one of those like little, like, you know, frozen smoothie container things you just dump in the blender. And Spencer's like, what's in this? And I just thought he really didn't like the taste. And so I started naming stuff. And then I said kiwi. And I was like, because I knew that he was allergic.
He drinks the whole thing anyways just to make you happy.
He's like, I won't say anything.
I'm not a simp. Relax.
I don't know. This episode has not proved otherwise, Spencer. I think you still have a little simp in you.
The one thing I will say is that I forget that on social media we portrayed our relationship for a while. Like, I was stuck in the friend zone. Like, I totally forgot that we were doing that.
Yeah.
That's not true. It was not true.
No, that was definitely just a joke.
Yeah, just definitely for the views on the internet.
Yeah. It kind of was.
It was just to kind of stir the pot a bit.
Yeah, you gotta do things to stir the pot. You gotta like have the clickbait in there, you know. So it's I get it.
Well, we gotta make running kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah, make it interesting at least a little bit. Okay, Allie, next question: how fast could you run a blue jeans mile?
Oh wow! Okay, like when I was in my best shape. I don't know, like, how much do blue jeans affect you? Like, what, 10, 15 seconds? I'm going to go with, like, 4:48.
Okay, that's quick.
But that's, like, assuming that it affects me, like, 15 seconds, which I really don't know. I would definitely wear, like, you know, those mom jeans a little looser. Yeah, those would be my pick.
Spencer, any thoughts on that? Do you think that she could do that?
I don't even know if you know. I did the blue jean mile a long time ago. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I saw one of your videos.
Yeah, I think I ran 4:16. So it's like 15-ish seconds slower than like low four, under four. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's make it happen.
It's not that hard, honestly.
That sounds so bad. I don't know why I cannot imagine doing that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound fun.
It's the belt that's weird. Your hips feel kind of tight.
I don't think I'd wear a belt. Is that required?
No.
Yeah.
But definitely. If you're wearing mom, I don't know. I feel like I would just have chafing everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just suck at running now, so I would never want to do that because I already feel bad running 1 mile. So, okay. Spencer, what is your thoughts on Allie's interview after winning NCAAs in 2019, was it? In Austin?
Yeah.
I brought that up earlier. Yeah. I thought it was funny. She was, I think, what did you say word for word? Like, I don't really feel like I'm hot right now. Or you're like, I'm really hot, but not in that way.
Yeah.
I just saw that video recently again on YouTube. I thought it was hilarious, honestly.
That was really funny. Honestly, Allie, my favorite, like, I feel like I didn't know you. I mean, I knew you from that video, but then when I interviewed you at, I don't even remember what meet it was at, USA's or something. And then you made that ostrich noise in the tent. Like, that was when I was like, we're going to be friends. Because this person does not care about this media tent and neither do I. And we're going to make a scene in here.
Yeah, I think you asked me if I had like any special skills. And I was like, no, but I can make an ostrich noise. That is what I have to offer this world.
Like, I don't know why. I was just not expecting that at all. Like, I mean, how would I expect that, you know?
Yeah,
that's so funny. Okay, three more questions. Allie, does Spencer consider himself famous?
I feel like a little bit. Yeah, I mean,
does he walk around like he's famous?
When someone recognizes him when we're like out in public, it's the happiest moment of his life. I could never make him that happy. Someone's like, oh, you're the athlete special. And he's like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm very humble.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's like, oh yeah, I'm Brad Pitt, but like he's
almost there.
He's, you know, the next tier down.
Yeah.
B-list celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, Spencer, could you beat Allie in a mountain running race?
No. I know for a fact. I know well enough. I ran in Alaska, not with Allie, but her best friend from high school. He took me on a mountain run, and it was horrible. So difficult. Hated it. Heart rate was 190 the whole time. I actually didn't know that we were going to run it. He was like, hey, man, let's go for a hike. Allie was getting her wisdom teeth out, so she couldn't come. And we got there, and he was like, he just started jogging, and I looked at him, and he was like, dude, we're running it. And I was like, what? It was like literally just two miles up to the top, but like 2.5 thousand feet of elevation. Literally the worst thing I've ever done. Hated every second of it. And we ran down it as well. My quads were, I'm not kidding, sore for 10 days. 10 days minimum. They were ruined. And yeah, it's not that fun. It hurts so much. You go really slow. And my calves also were numb halfway through. It was a mess. So Allie would kill me.
That sounds like a true 1500 meter runner. I agree though. I ran at the World Mountain Running Championships in 2013. That's my biggest claim to fame. And it was the worst thing I've ever done. It was fun, like the experience, but the race itself, oh my gosh, I'm never doing that again. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And then Allie goes and wins the whole thing. I'm like, okay, I can't. Okay, last question. Allie, do you watch all the Spencer's videos, and you can be honest?
I'd say I watch like 90%, yeah.
Okay, there you go, supportive.
I watch like, well, so, you know, he was home for like 6 or 8 weeks or something. Like when we're not together, I watch like all of them because it's just fun to see him. But like when we're together, I would watch probably like, I miss every like fourth or fifth video. But okay. I watch most of them. I think they're pretty good.
That's good, supportive. We're ending on a good note there. Because that was the last question I had for you. You guys survived the wrath of me and my followers. Wow. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh. Wow. I have tears in my eyes. Like, that was so adorable. Stop. Oh my gosh.
The hover hand.
Well, thank you for coming on the show and surviving. I don't know if you guys like thought that that's what it was going to be like, but I honestly didn't know what I was going to do in this episode until about 15 minutes before. And then I just wrote down a bunch of questions. So I hope you guys enjoyed publicly talking about your relationships and admitting that you have kissed, actually, because Spencer just threw that out there.
Yeah, he really hit the ball on that one.
Yeah.
Had everyone believing we stopped at holding hands. And then
yeah. Just blew right past that. So you want to give a little shout out to what people should follow? To follow along your beautiful relationship that makes me cry?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us are on Instagram. Mine is Allie Oshander, his is The Athlete Special, and then YouTube as well. Although I've been on a hiatus, but feeling very inspired to get back at it soon. So
there we go. Any last words for the podcast?
That's all for now, folks.
Peace out, fellas.
Thank you very much for having us, Emma. This was fun.
It was fun, yeah. And if you take anything away from this, just know that Spencer likes me because I make him espresso in the morning.
There you go. Ending on that note.
Yeah.
Peace out, fellas.
That was beautiful. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Convos Over Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. This seriously was one of my favorite episodes to record. It flew by. And also, I just love chatting with Spencer and Allie because they're both very cool people, and also interrogating them about their life was pretty funny. Also, they're very like blunt, and I just like that about them. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you love the podcast. It helps me out so much. We're pretty close to 1,000 reviews, which would be so exciting to hit here soon. Make sure you go do that. It's a free way to support.
Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We're also almost at 5,000 followers on there, so that will be an exciting number to hit as well. Thank you guys so much again for listening, and if you guys like this couples type of podcast, feel free to let me know via the DMs on the gram, and I will hear from you guys next week. Peace out, fellas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.